This program is brought to you by John Boy Jones's Little Bag of Beans. Are your beans living in the Stone Ages in a metal can? And do you find yourself struggling to finish the simply absurd quantity of beans contained in a standard can? Not anymore! John Boy Jones crafts his beans John Boy Jones crafts his bean bags out of the finest silks available in southwestern Rhode Island. And with a cubic volume of 2 milliliters, you'll be shocked with how few beans fit in each bag. Forbes described it as the iPhone of bean-themed products. Barack Obama described the experience as getting the job done. So go to BeanieJohnnyJones.net and put in coupon code FUKingsOff for one bean less in your first bag. Order today.
It's not a good sign with the theme if while the theme's going, you're going, it's almost over. Alright, guys, it's the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom. That's our brand new theme. We're going to do it every week.
Every week.
It really fits the tone of the podcast. Yeah.
I actually couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear it?
Oh, well, listen to the episode, Hiram.
I thought you guys were laughing at something else. I didn't know you guys were laughing at whatever song James
Hiram, can you hear this?
No, I can't.
Oh, shit, dude. Oh, no. This whole podcast is ruined.
It's fine.
Dear God. Can you not hear any sounds that you make?
How about you send me whatever it is, and I'll listen to it live, and I'll
I don't think that'll be good and material for the audience.
All right, guys. So, right. It's been 2 weeks. We're back. We're back in black. We're all wearing black tuxedos.
I'm actually wearing black in my bones.
Your bones?
No, around his bones. Like a bone suit. I'm your boy, Jake. This is your man, Hiram.
I'm your boy, Jake.
This is your man, Hiram. This is your gender fluid.
Adolescent.
Yeah, this is James. He's whatever he needs to be to get the job done.
I'm a team player like that.
Yeah, he's cool.
Guys, I gotta be frank here. This is the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast.
But Hiram, why don't you be Larry?
I'd rather it be Hiram.
You know what? Actually, be yourself. Be Hiram. Don't be this Frank guy. Who gives a
well,
fuck
gonna,
Frank?
I'm gonna be as honest as Hiram can be
honest.
And say that this is the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast. And today's episode of this being the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast, us, the members of Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast, are going to talk to you about your favorite Kung Fu King of Geekdom podcast things.
Yeah, we got a lot of news this week, so we missed 2 weeks. So me and James are going to talk about a Solo, which Hiram, you haven't seen. Correct.
I don't really care if you guys spoil it for me.
Okay, we're going to talk about it anyway. What else did we not? We didn't talk about Deadpool either.
We didn't talk about Deadpool, no, but Hiram still hasn't seen that. So we might have just missed the boat on that one.
Did we miss the boat?
I think
like the show missed the boat? Is that what that's called?
No, okay, I promise that the next week we'll talk about all these movies. You guys are going to talk about Solo, but I mean like Deadpool for sure, because I still want to see that.
All right, and then also E3 happened, and E3 was big, fellas.
Yeah.
E3 was a monument. Yeah, it was fun. Big. It was a good one. Like no one did anything super dumb. Do you know what I mean? Like the Microsoft one wasn't like, we've got people coming out for Just Dance and we're dancing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like, here's a trailer, here's an awkward guy giving you a speech.
Everybody's saying Microsoft was actually not good.
It was very good.
Microsoft was way better than they were like in the last 5 years.
They're getting better.
Oh, they were very good.
But let's talk about Solo first.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give it to you raw and wriggling, okay?
Okay.
Solo was a good movie, right? I don't feel like that's even controversial. I think most people think it was a good movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I enjoyed it. I think it's of slightly above middle of the road for me.
Man, that's so weird to me because like I just was like blown away by how much like I thought it was going to be terrible. Like I genuinely was like, be prepared for it to be terrible. And then I went in and it was just fun all the way through. The biggest thing that made it good to me was there was nothing dumb. You know what I mean?
Well,
all the Last Star Wars have something dumb in it.
We might disagree a little bit, because I know we talked about this already a little bit, and I thought how he got his name was dumb.
See, I didn't think that was dumb. I thought that was smooth. I thought it was actually cool, because it wasn't a thing where... Because we always assumed it was just his full name. So it wasn't a thing where you're like, how did he become a superhero name or whatever? It was just, oh, that's kind of cool. They've given me new information I didn't already know that it's not his last name. Like, but that's kind of cool.
I would have rather it just be his last name. Who's trying to call me?
Oh. Wait, wait, wait. His name is not originally Han Solo. What is it?
His name is just Han, and he signs up for the Imperial Army, and they're like, "Oh, do you have a last name or a family?" And he's like, "No." And they're like, "All right, your name's Han Solo." Like that's the it's like the name you know when you're like John Doe.
I thought it was
you know how you're like
I thought it was one thing where it's like, "Oh, your name is originally Han plural, and now it's Han
Solo." Hiram, here's the thing. You kind of guessed it right, because in the movie he had a twin brother at the beginning, and they were called Han More Than One Han. That was their full name.
I'm going to stop you right
here. And
the
one Han died, and then they were like, I'm trying to save Hiram's terrible joke, okay? And then
yeah, it was pretty.
And then when the other Han died, they were like, ah, now you're just Han Solo. And Han went like this, I like the sound of that. And that was, and then our adventure started. But for real though, and it was cool. The action scenes were cool. All the characters were consistently cool. They weren't like nobody was annoying. I mean, the robot was like the only character that was annoying in the movie. But it was but she was barely in it. You know what I mean? So it didn't really overpower anything for me.
I have a couple questions about one character.
What?
Give it to me.
How was Emilia Clarke and did Emilia Clarke's character? Did she betray them?
Yes.
Everyone betrays each other a bunch of times in this movie.
I feel like that was a given. So I don't really.
Well, I thought she was going to die, and she did not die in the movie. So.
Jesus. So you mean she's still out? You mean to tell me Emilia Clarke is still out there in the Star Wars universe?
Well, I'm sure they're going to keep making movies in this timeline, so we're going to get her more, because there was a pretty big Easter egg hint about what the next movie is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there may not be a next movie because that movie costed Disney like $50 million.
No, not like the next Han Solo movie. The next movie spin-off. That takes place. Yeah, the next spinoff. Do you want to know what it was?
Sure,
should we tell him? Should we tell
him? Oh, yeah. Darth Maul appears at the end of this movie.
What?
And he's got robot legs, dude. And I'm like, an Obi-Wan movie's coming out. And they've talked to Ewan McGregor about doing an Obi-Wan movie in the future soon.
I know. And
isn't that
so
amazing?
Excited. See, that's like when they
I actually am down for
when they're like, we're going to make spinoffs of those characters. Literally, everyone was like, Obi-Wan. And they're like, did someone say Han Solo? We're like, no.
No one said.
And they're like, did someone say Boba Fett? No.
Oh, people want a Boba Fett movie.
Dude,
come
nobody
on.
Wants a Boba
dude,
Fett.
Dude, no one
movie.
You know, but if you look at the legions of fans, the legions, dude.
But that one is clear. Even the people who want that, they would rather have an Obi-Wan movie.
Guys, I would honestly rather have an Ewoks movie than a Boba Fett.
I'll agree.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and agree with you.
Hiram, if it's okay with you, I'd like to agree with you.
Hiram, can I have your consensual permission agreement. To agree with you?
I'd like to ask your father's permission to agree with you.
Is it okay if I agree all over you? I'm going to get agreement in every crevice.
Well, that's
available to me.
I'm agreeing.
What else do we have to say about Solo?
I'm agreeing.
What else do we have to say about Solo?
It was a solid time. Yeah. I had a fun. Like it was fun. Like I was like, oh.
I have a couple questions. Okay, like
Donald Glover killed it.
Well, okay. Oh yeah. Okay. That's another. Okay. That answered one of my questions.
But
another
here's the thing, Hiram. Here's the thing that's surprising. Uh-huh. At least for me, like Donald Glover, like was really good, and it was cool because he had all the. I thought he would just be Donald Glover, and that would be enough. But he had all the Lando. Characteristics. He talked like Lando. He was like a fabulous man, like Lando is. And he was great. But the guy who played Han Solo was still, to me, the most likable part of the movie. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah.
Which was the thing
which
that I was
surprising
the,
to me.
Yeah, that was the thing I was the most worried about.
Well, I like Chewbacca the best because he wrecked
people. Dude, best Chewbacca
people.
Like in a movie, like Last Jedi, he did nothing in that movie.
Yeah, he
like,
just
best
sat
Chewbacca
around.
In a Star Wars movie since. probably A New Hope or Empire.
Well, because he wrecks so many people in this movie.
Oh, and how they meet is pretty cool.
Yeah, too. I liked that.
Because you didn't expect it, and you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. I just felt like, other than the, I can't call you Chewbacca, like, that's too long. Other than that, I didn't feel like anything, any, like, Easter egg-y things were forced. You know what I mean?
Most of them were fine, but there was just some dialogue things that bugged me where he was like, there's one part where he goes, what's your name? This is for Hiram. He goes, what's your name? And Chewbacca goes, and he's like, Chewbacca, that's too long. I'm going to have to come up with a nickname for you. I'm like, you don't have to say that.
He could have just cut that out, and then later in the movie when they're on the train, he goes, Chewie, yeah, hand me the thing.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
And you would have been like, cool, they're friends.
Yeah, that wasn't that big of a deal, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What if they established earlier on
what
in the movie
that...
What
if he called him Baca? And you were like, what? That's not canon.
What if they established earlier in the movie that everyone he meets, he abbreviates their name with a Y at the end?
Yeah. Landy.
So, Landy.
It's still the same amount of letters.
Landy. Hey, Landy. Or the girl's name... Oh, the Kira. He just calls her Kiri.
Kiri. God, and that's so harder Kiwi. To say. Kiri.
Maybe
but Hiram, go
you.
Check it out. It's pretty good. It's my favorite new Star Wars movie.
My next question is like, I know they switched directors mid-production. Was it very obvious?
No.
Like,
I think they definitely reshot probably the entire
everything.
Movie.
Because Ron Howard, I feel like a cinematic, like right away at the beginning, you can tell someone who knows what they're doing is making the movie, even if you weren't into it, like just editing wise and pacing wise, it was leagues better than The Last Jedi. The beginning of The Last Jedi was so choppy, and you were like back and forth between scenes every 5 seconds.
Dude, I love the opening scene to The Last Jedi.
Oh,
though.
That's the thing. That was what I was worried about with Solo. I was like, this opening is so good, and I'm like, the movie's gonna be terrible after this. You know,
because of
mean?
The Last Jedi.
Because Last Jedi's opening, I was like, an opening will get me, and I was like, oh, this movie's going to be fantastic.
It's like J.J. Abrams is probably if I had to choose of any director, he's the best at openings, I think, of anyone who's still making movies. Because every movie he makes, you could point to as like a super gripping opening sequence. Like Star Trek 2009 has that whole opening. And then even Into Darkness, where they're like saving Spock out of the volcano.
The
it's like amazing.
Like, you might say the opening to I love Into Darkness still.
Yeah.
But the opening is so good.
It's the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
And then
there's things like who's bad at openings is like Joss Whedon's openings aren't very good.
Yeah, no, his openings are not very good. And he tried with Avengers 2, he got better.
Yeah, he got better. That was a pretty cool opening. Not nearly as good as the rest of the movie, but...
No, yeah.
You know?
It was...
The opening of Avengers 1 is
terrible.
Like
it feels like a TV show.
Yeah. What, Hiram?
Oh my gosh, the opening to Avengers 1, you forget that you're even watching an Avengers movie for that second.
Yeah, you think you're watching a pretty good episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they have a slightly higher budget, but they're still shooting at the same quality.
I have my last question about this is, or like on a related topic, I have a proposal, and the question will follow the proposal.
With Ryan Reynolds?
Okay, so picture like the Obi-Wan movie with Ewan McGregor, but it's directed by Matthew Vaughn.
I don't know.
I'd see it.
Oh, I would see it. That'd be an interesting pairing. I just don't feel like that would mix.
But I think you want like a Western-y person.
I want George Miller.
Dude.
George Miller.
Don't say that to me. That's so good.
I know, right?
I wanted...
Dude, a Western style. He's on Tatooine. I mean, this is the obvious plot. He's on Tatooine. It's like a Western. He's got to like take down sand people and stuff. And then Han Solo's there. Because he knows Han Solo in A New Hope.
Yeah.
So you'd obviously have them meet.
Well, and
I don't want him to be like a side character, though. I want Obi-Wan to like meet new people.
Yeah, I want.
Yeah,
I want him to roll through town Clint Eastwood style and like save like a town.
Yeah, I wanted James Mangold to do it, but
that'd
he's doing the freaking Boba Fett movie. Did you know about that?
Mm-mm. That's
they
cool.
picked him to do the Boba Fett movie.
It'll be good,
which is cool. But I'm like, he seems like he'd be better suited for the like old boy.
But what if Boba Fett has a scene where he's looking in the mirror and he's digging slugs out and he's like, "Ah, Boba Fett."
And it's called Fett.
Yeah, Fett. It's called Fetty Wap.
It's called Boba.
It's called Bober. Bober feet. And they're like, Bober's you don't feet. Know this character, do you, James Mangold?
And he's like, I've never seen this any of these movies. I just like money.
His spec script, he tweets it out. It says Bober feet, and it's underlined. And they're like, maybe we got the wrong guy.
Bovine feet.
Bovine feet. It's a cow movie.
And they're like, James, did you...
Are these just close-up shots of cow Star Wolves? Wars?
He's like, this is what I signed on for. Is it not?
And they let me do whatever I wanted.
But I saw a cool fan theory online that said, like, what if for the Boba Fett movie they do it like a Dread Pirate Roberts situation where it's like Boba Fett's just kind of the title and, like, it starts off, like, after... The
return
after return, and someone digs up his armor
and becomes and a puts new it Boba on Fett,
and just calls himself Boba Fett, and then like you can make a bunch of movies where a bunch of different people are
here. If they make
Boba
it
Fett.
Cool like that, and they do it in a good way, I'll like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the idea of that doesn't sound good. To
I
me.
Thought it sounded cool because I don't like what what's I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like I want yeah. it to be. I want to find out about the Boba Fett.
But my thing is with all these is
that's
I would
what it'll
much
be called, dude. The Boba Fett. And then the next one will be Fett.
That's like calling me the James Halleck.
Well, no,
that's his
it's,
name.
Dude, it's Star Wars Origins Boba Fett.
No,
and then
that's
it's the
a,
Boba
oh,
Fett.
Oh,
and
then
it's Fett.
Fett.
Right?
Or and then the third one is Boba Bo 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 Boba
Fett.
And there's a million of them.
dude,
he goes to
Electric Boogaloo.
He goes Electric Boogaloo. He goes to Kamino. Right? And then he meets all his clones, and then they make a team of Boba Fett clones. That'd be cool.
I think... what was I going to say?
I have no idea.
My whole thing with these new ones is, like, Solo, I would have liked even better if it was just not about Han Solo, if it was just about some random dude. And I think that the Boba Fett movie would... Like, I don't mind them showing up, but I'd rather the Boba Fett movie just be a... random bounty hunters we've never seen movie, and Boba Fett just has like either a large supporting role in the movie or just shows up for like a scene and you're like, cool, it's Boba Fett, and he's like awesome.
But here's the thing about that won't make any money.
Yes it will, because Rogue One made money, and that was about all characters we had never seen.
Yeah, but then you can also say about this new Han Solo movie not making as much money, and it's about Han freaking Solo, you know.
Yeah, see, so it clearly
oh wait
matters
that proves if- your point.
Well, yeah, it does prove my point. Clearly, the people don't care if they know the character or not. They care if the movie looks good, and the trailers did not make this movie look good.
No, it didn't, but the movie turned out to be pretty good, so I hope word of mouth and people see it, because I like this movie. Why don't we move on to E3 stuff, boys?
All right, E3, let me put my E3
Let's go
music.
Conference by conference. This is the same as the main theme, you bastard.
Let's start with the one that I did not see. I just remember
Microsoft?
I didn't see the EA one. No, I saw every single one but EA.
I heard the EA was god awful. I heard it was just trailers back to back, and most of the trailers were ones they had already played at the other conferences.
All right, well, let's not do E3 then. I mean, EA.
I'll start with the Microsoft one was first, and I saw that whole... The only one I didn't see all the way through, I just got clips, was the Sony one, but I saw all the good stuff. But I watched the Microsoft one all the way through, and they showed...
The Microsoft one is pretty dang good. What were we going to say, Jake? Sorry.
Oh, no. Hey, Hiram, if you want to talk over me, you just talk right over me and call me a bitch while you're at it. Does that sound good?
You messed him up.
Call me a bitch.
Do it. No, I'm kidding.
Are you okay?
Well, the conference was a pretty good conference.
the conference was a pretty good conference, bitch. Yeah, no, Microsoft was pretty good. Like, if you compare it to last year's, which was just like a train wreck, like, Microsoft's conference was... Because they announced, like... They announced exclusives. Granted, the exclusives aren't as good as the Sony exclusives. It's a sad thing to say. And as an Xbox user, I'm like, come on, guys, let's get some crazy. Like, they were like, Crackdown 3, and I'm like, I mean, that looks
Crackdown.
Good. I'm like, that looks good. Terry Crews, the game. But I want more stuff.
Crackdown.
I want more than just Crackdown and Forza Motorsport, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, nobody cares. And, like, the thing is, like, people will be excited, like, oh, wow, Cuphead, but Cuphead's on PC, so... You know,
well, yeah, but for some console people who are like, there's some people who are PlayStation who won't get a PC, and they're like, damn, you know.
Yeah, but that's the catch with most most Microsoft stuff is they can't make it Xbox exclusive because they also care about PC.
Well, they
are Microsoft.
Are PC, yeah.
And so they're like, oh,
which
crap.
makes it completely superfluous to even get an Xbox in the first place. No offense.
No, because, well, there are a couple games that it's good for. It's just, I always tell people, if you're getting it for the exclusives and you want to have more,
I'll get a PlayStation
ones,
for
yeah,
sure.
PlayStation. But unless you really love Halo or really love Gears of War.
Well, that's the thing. We can segue into that. They showed footage from the new Halo, Halo Infinite, and it's set back on Halo, like from the first game. They're set on the ring planet of Halo. And it looks like it's going to be open world, which looks cool. And
Now that looks really cool. Well, it's called Halo Infinite, right?
Yeah, and they're bringing back split screen.
What?
I know, from Halo 5, which was I heard that game, I didn't play it. My cousin had it, but he and I watched him play it, and the multiplayer is solid. The only thing is they took out split screen, and it's almost like, what's the point of playing a Halo game?
I know, because it was like the party game
it made
for your
that.
Friends. You
yeah,
know?
It made that a big deal, and it's like, it's almost like they don't think that people want to hang out with other people. And
yeah.
That's why we'll talk about Nintendo later, because they're like the kings of being like, no, people want to hang out, you know?
Yeah. Hiram, I unplugged and plugged back in the soundboard. Let me know if you can hear this.
Can you hear it?
I can't hear it.
God.
But they showed showed Halo, which looks good, and I'm excited. And they showed Gears 5, and it looks dope because the main guy from
Gears 5 looks amazing. That's what I'm saying. Like this time, this E3 looks good.
I know they fucked with people's minds. Like the beginning, like they showed. Did you watch it? They showed the Gears logo, and everyone went nuts. And then it opened up, and it was Funko Pops, and they're like Gears of War Funko
yeah.
Pops, and everyone you could feel in the room. People go, ah! And then they go, oh. And then Rod Ferguson, the head of the main guy for Gears 5, came out, and he was like, "We're partnering with Funko Pops. Isn't that cool?" And I think someone threw a bottle at him, like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, like a plastic
bottle. And he went, what the heck? And then he said, no, I'm just kidding. We're also Gears 5. And it's straight up just called Gears 5.
That's cool. I like
that. That is cool. And dude, the main really guy cool. from the fourth one, JD, he's got like a beard. Like, everyone complained about him because he was kind of boring. So in this one, it opens, and he's got a beard, and now he's bald, and he has like a scar down his face. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Those games are
a
good time.
You put a beard on a white guy and he's automatically badass. I'll always appreciate it.
Yeah, and the thing about this story is you played as him, he's Marcus's son, and in this one, you play as the girl, because apparently JD's like a douchebag now, and he's like kind of a bad guy. So in this one, you play as the girl from the last game. So it's kind of cool. And they set it up at the end of 4 where she gets a locust medallion, and you find out she's related to the queen of the locusts from Gears 3. So she's got to go find her.
Hiram,
I feel like Hiram's falling down the stairs right now.
Yeah, Hiram, falling down the stairs over there.
Sorry, I was transitioning to another seating arrangement. Please continue.
But that looks cool, so I'm excited. I mean, it's solid. Like, Gears 4 was good. Like, if they just stick to the same thing, I'm going to get it, because I love those games.
Not like, what was it, 3 that you hate?
No, Judgment. 3 is the best. Oh. Is the best one.
So Judgment's like an in-between title?
Yeah, People Can Fly, like this random company made that game, and it's so bad. There's like nothing cool about it. But, so Microsoft did good, because they just did what we wanted them to do. A guy came up, and he talked about how gaming is more than life or whatever, like made it way more dramatic than it needs to be. And then
classic move.
He goes, creativity and storytellers, franchises. I think he said franchises and storytellers like 83 times.
So
he was like,
there is something that Microsoft did that I thought was hilarious. They did like their usual Microsoft thing and talk about their business ventures. They're like, we acquired all these companies.
Oh, yeah. They acquired like 5 new companies, which is pretty cool.
That's like,
yeah, it's all
right. No, that's cool. They didn't show anything from them because they're not going to have any games ready right now. You know what I mean? Because obviously these new companies are going to be making stuff for the next generation of Xbox, you know?
Yeah.
Because they just got them. I just think it's cool that they're like, you know how Sony has like Naughty Dog and all these people? And yeah. Xbox is like, we're going to get all the, we're going to get companies too and make cool games. I'm just excited about Xbox making more games, you know?
I'm excited too. Also, Battletoads. That's coming out.
Dude, they made it seem, they were like, yeah, dude, I love it when a thing comes out that no one cares about and it says, it's back. It goes, what you've all been waiting for, Battletoads. It's back, finally.
I went to a,
it's back.
I went to a restaurant the other day, and it said on the thing, and someone I knew worked there, and it said, it's back, the pecan salad. And I went up to the lady, and I was like, oh, it's back, huh? Were people demanding it? And she was like, no one's ever asked for it.
Like, that's the thing. Battletoads is one of those things where it's like nobody really... Like, people liked it, but it's also really, really extremely difficult. And there was only one kind of good game, but it was also stupid difficult.
Yeah.
But, like, they always try to, like, bring it back through, like, you know, character appearances and fighting in games or other stuff like
now,
that.
Now, remind me what Battletoads is that I was demanding for its return.
Yeah.
It's a classic beat-em-up arcade style video game that came out. It was made by Rare in the 1980s in the NES. And it was popular mostly by Angry Video Game Nerd in that one episode, but nobody, like, I mean...
Dude,
I played it.
In the crowd, it went, Battletoads, it's back, and Angry Video Game Nerd got up. He's like, thank God!
I was thinking about, I had it wrong. I was thinking about the, what is it, Worm Army game, whatever it is, Worms.
Earthworm Jim?
No, not Earthworm Jim. This one where you're like these worm soldiers and it's
oh,
like,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
Them around the little screen.
Isn't it called Nightcrawler or something?
Maybe.
Okay.
For all I know, it could be, but at least this
isn't it
year,
called Nightcrawler Battle Battalion?
I don't think
four?
So. I don't think so.
You sure? With Kinect?
I'm pretty sure.
Where you can pretend to be a worm.
But let me tell you about, at least this year they didn't do the thing where like a couple of years ago, remember?
Talked about TV.
Yeah, we went TV, TV, TV,
I hate
sports,
that shit.
Sports, sports, sports. What did they say? Xbox is the new water cooler.
That's so dumb.
Let's turn on Price is Right.
Oh, yeah. You're just quoting other people, other YouTubers.
No, but that was...
right?
They turned on Price is Right.
Xbox. Price is Right. No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They really put Price is Right on.
They did?
Yeah.
I know they watched basketball. I didn't know they put up...
Yeah,
they really put up
Price is Right.
Right. They didn't do The Hobbit, though.
No, they didn't do
like, my favorite movie, The Hobbit. Turn Hobbit on. So that was cool. They were like, they just want games. I felt like that was the vibe of every conference. They just want video games.
Well, here's the thing, guys. There's still a couple games that in the conference that we need to talk about still. Like, for example, there's this game called Sekiro coming out, even though like it's on PlayStation as well. It's not really an exclusive.
That's fine. I just
bless you. We're just talking about Microsoft. So, like, what is it, Hiram? Sorry, I forgot what you said.
It's called Sekiro. Shadows die twice because apparently they don't die just once.
You got to double tap them.
Well, sometimes when you point a when you point a flashlight at a shadow, it makes another shadow in another direction. That's the catch.
That's the science of shadows.
Anyone who's ever lit a scene for filming knows you got to use two lights if you want to get rid of the shadows.
Yeah, so that game is eerily accurate.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's very accurate. It's like everyone knows shadows have to die two times.
What's that? What is it? I don't remember that at the conference. I watched the whole
thing. It's a samurai game.
Oh yeah, it's like it's more anime though than that. Like I remember it came up and I was like, oh, this looks like Xbox is trying to make their own Ghosts of what's that game called?
Ghosts
Sucker
of the
Punch.
Shell?
No, Tsushima.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that game, we'll talk about that, the Sony. But, yeah, the samurai game, it looks more Japan, though, like it's made by a Japanese company.
You could tell. You can very much tell.
Yeah, which is
and
fine.
Then, Forza looks good. Who cares?
Dude, Hiram, the funniest part is when they announce a game no one cares about, and it always has a guy come up and talk about it.
Every time, every single time, it's like, okay, we get it. Forza is the only thing you have going for you besides Gears of War. That's it. We get it, Microsoft.
But they've got Ori. Anyway. They got Ori coming to the store.
Ori.
Which is why, oh yeah, that was actually a really cool trailer. I'm not going to
No, it looked
Ori
cool.
Ori was pretty cool.
I feel like Xbox is expanding more of the, like, they're really focused on the Xbox indie games, like, on the in the store, yeah. You know? So they got a lot artsy side-scrollers coming out, which is cool, but I also want, like, a God of War and, like, an Uncharted, you know, for Xbox, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Which could come in the coming years, you know, because of their new acquisitions. So.
Yeah, that'll be cool. What else?
Speaking of, like, artsy indie games, we have Cuphead coming out. Well, like, it already came out, but there's, like, new DLC, and they added a new character. It's a girl, and she's named Chalice.
Ooh, I like that name.
Did you guys...
Yeah, and her design looks pretty cool.
Did you guys see that what the name of the DLC is? Is, like, if the initials of it is DLC?
Oh, I didn't notice that. That's cool. That's funny.
But that's all I know about it. I just saw that on a meme, and I was like, that's good. I like Cuphead, but it fills me with rage, so I haven't played it in a while.
It opens up parts of your soul you didn't know, you don't want to be acquainted with.
Yeah, well, usually when I play video games, it's to relieve stress, and that adds stress.
Oh, I know what you mean. But I also relieve stress by screaming.
I know all too well.
So, and throwing things. So when I play that game, I get to yell, you know?
I feel you.
You know, I like yelling. What else came out of the Microsoft?
I think
those feel like the big ones.
Oh wait, the new Fallout, which is also coming out on PlayStation.
That was at the Microsoft conference?
Yeah, it was at both. They played it at the Microsoft
one
first.
It was at both, yeah.
Hmm. I like that they talk. Well, we'll save it for anything they brought up in this. Let's save it for the one, like the studio.
Well, it's like how they talked about it. No, I mean it's like how they. It's cool how Microsoft like introduced them, and then at their conferences they showed more. So they got like
gameplay. Well, not always.
What?
Not always.
No, not with Kingdom Hearts.
Too soon.
So sad.
We'll get there. We'll talk.
But they played Kingdom Hearts the trailer at the Microsoft conference.
Yeah, and they
unveiled. We'll save
that one. We'll save that one.
We'll save that one for the Square Enix because let's be honest,
literally
that
the
one
only
was
thing
lame.
You could talk
I didn't watch
about.
The Square Enix.
It was so lame. We'll get to it.
we'll get to everything someday.
We'll get to it. All right, what else on Microsoft? Because I didn't watch that one.
That's it. That's all I have with Microsoft.
Well, they showed a new Dying Light, right? That looked kind of cool. Or was that a different one?
I don't know about Dying Light.
Dying Light looks cool. It's
if
not
I
zombies
had a,
anymore.
If I had a nickel, I had a nickel for every single post-apocalyptic game that's coming out, I'd be as rich as that guy who did Bitcoin.
Bitcoin Jones?
Max
Bitcoin's,
Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin's...
Walt
Bitcoin.
I thought it was Landon Bitt and his brother Colin Coin.
They're brothers and they have different last names.
Yeah, they have different mothers and fathers. they're half brothers. And they were like, you know what? We should unite our like overcome our differences by starting Bitcoin.
Landon Bitt and Colin Coin.
But yeah. Oh, and they showed
Colin Coin.
Colin Coin. They showed the new Metro game, which looks pretty cool. Another post-apocalyptic game, but those games are gorgeous looking. The graphics
they do
are
look
so
good though. Not gonna lie.
Now
well,
what?
Yeah, it's a post-apocalyptic game. Yeah.
In which one did they do the announcement for what's that freaking game called where everyone's got like a mohawk and it's
Rage
like
2, dude?
No, not Rage 2.
Oh,
the other one that's made by the people who made Witcher. You haven't heard about this?
No, what is it?
Okay, no. That's
throw
not by
throw
the
it at me.
Witcher. I forget the title, which is terrible of me.
Just
to
look
do.
Up Mohawk Game Witcher Company.
Okay, you talk for a second.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll talk about Bethesda, but if you're Rage 2 looks cool. I played Rage 1 way back in the day. I didn't even know anybody wanted a sequel to it.
It looks
Rage?
It does look cool. It looks like they're like it's you know how like Watch Dogs first one was like eh, and then they like went hard into like the style and like gave everyone like patches and mohawks and like pink shirts. You know what I mean?
Okay, I found it.
Well, wait, what is it? What's it called?
It's called Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, dude, yeah, they're making that game.
Yeah, dude,
that game looks fucking rad, bro.
Gonna
that
be
game
insane.
Looks amazing. It doesn't.
I was watching it.
I think it's going to be a straight RPG, though, right?
Yeah, no, it is, and
but the world that's the trailer was so cool. They show all the different parts of the city, and everything is so like meticulously designed. And I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's how.
And the font at the end when it's like cyberpunk, I was like, that looks dope. This is exactly the type of. I don't know what the gameplay is going to be like, but the style, like the look of the game, I've been waiting for a game to look like this.
It's going to be so freaking good. It's like. It's like if someone turned the lights on in Blade Runner.
Yeah. It's like Blade Runner and Sunset Overdrive mixed together, you know?
Yeah, I like, but I don't, we don't know that much about it, but it looks crazy.
Oh, they've been, the trailer was like ready when it's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, cool, that could be 20 years, but looks cool.
Did you see that if you pause it at the beginning on one of the little glitches, there's like a whole Q&A? Page of them being like, when will it be released? When it's ready. This, all these things. And at the bottom it said like, will there be DLC? And they said, or will there be microtransactions? They go, microtransactions in a one-player game? Why would that happen?
That's cool.
We'll have macro transactions.
Where you pay and you just get the game. That's a macro
transaction. Yeah, just one macro transaction. No, dude, that looks so good. I don't remember which panel that was at. Was that at the end of the Microsoft panel? It might have been.
I think so. I didn't watch it. I just saw it show up online.
Okay, yeah, that would be cool.
But I don't think that one's an exclusive unless it's that and PC.
I'm just excited. There's a lot of cool games coming out with new IPs with interesting, like, with really cool art direction. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not, and we are getting a ton of sequels, but almost like Rage 2 looks like a new game, basically.
Well, I never played Rage 1.
Yeah,
let's get in. I guess we'll get into Bethesda if we're going to talk about Rage 2,
which is what it opened with. So, like, I played Rage 1 and it was really cool. Like, the graphics are crazy. It was one of those games that was at the end of the Xbox and it had two discs because it was so big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was beautiful, and it was fun, and it was like it was basically like a first-person Mad Max game. So you like made your car and like drove around in your car and stuff, and it was really cool. And this one looks like they're taking it, and they're like, "Dude, let's just do whatever we want and like do something crazy," which I'm all for. It's like it's a video game. Let's like have a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and those are often the most fun games when they're just like, "Let's just like we're not trying to make like." A piece
art
of
this
art.
Time,
We're
yeah.
just trying to make something that you'll have a great time playing.
Yeah, which is like, I love the games that are like art. Those are fun too, but I also just want to like relax and not think about my struggles.
And then they
my crippling
about,
debt.
Yeah, then they talked about Doom Eternal.
Dude,
I don't know about
Doom. Hiram, we played Doom. Doom 1 is so fucking good.
Doom is so good. That's like probably my favorite first person shooter now.
It's so good, dude. Like, it's so much fun. You should play it.
It's so good.
I'm just excited. I'm excited because they showed the trailer and there's new there was like a walking like brain robot thing where it's like brain is exposed and it had cannons on the side, and I was like, that looks amazing. And there's like new and then they asked them, they're like, what's the new game going to be like? And they're like, twice as many demons, more guns. And I'm like, dude, if you take all there's so many guns in the first one already. I'm like, that's fine by me. If it's like basically the same game, but more guns and more demons and stuff. The only thing, Hiram, about the first game is that it's fun, but it is a little repetitive where I get to the point where I'm like, I kind of want to play something else. I hope they.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I hope in the next one they give you more ways, like more things to do in the game, I guess. Like more ways
more
to
variety,
kill people would
be
cool. But yeah, I'm excited they're making a new Doom. And they're making another Wolfenstein. And this one is a co-op story, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's called Wolfenstein 2, right?
No, Wolfenstein 2 came out last year. This is Wolfenstein Youngblood. And you play as... It's in the 80s now, and you play as the main character from the last games. You play as his two daughters that he had, so it's like a co-op story.
Oh, man. I'm already sold. 1980s? Oh, that's my aesthetic.
Oh, you should play Wolfenstein 2, dude. It's so badass. Like, I play Wolfenstein 1, and it's pretty fun, and it gets to that point where it's, like, bonkers crazy, like, killing Nazis and, like, robot Nazi dogs fight you. But then in the second one, it opens up, and you've been in a coma, and they put you in a wheelchair, and you've got dual
like giant machine guns, and you're wheeling yourself around with machine guns in your wheelchair, and it's amazing.
that's incredible.
I like that.
Fallout 76, dude.
But wait, we're going in order. Oh. Next they talked about the Elder Scrolls Blades.
Is that the card game?
No. Oh. I'm skipping that card game. Screw that.
I know. I love that guy coming out being like, it's the most intense card game. And everyone was like checked out. They were like, never mind.
It's like remember when that dude came out and he was like slamming on his guitar and stuff.
Andrew WK?
Yeah.
For Rage?
And everyone... I saw a GIF online of him like going crazy, swinging his hair, and then it cuts to the audience, and no one edited it. This is actually just
I watched it.
And everyone was just like sitting there, and one guy was like asleep.
There was one mom like clapping and like singing along. It was really funny.
But
he goes, "Do you want to rage?" And I think one lady was like, "I mean, sure."
Yeah. But Elder Scrolls Blades looks good. And I'm surprised because when they were like, we're putting something on the phone, I was like, oh, this is going to look stupid. It looks like Skyrim quality graphics. And they're like, we wanted it to look as good and be on the phone. And it's like got so much you can do, and you can like change your character's like armor and how they look and like build a town.
Is that the one where they played the Keegan-Michael Key commercial?
No. That was a fake thing.
Oh, that was funny. Dude, he was like, hilarious. You can play it on your fridge.
Yeah.
He's playing it on his fridge.
Yeah, the Alexa, when he comes in and he's like, they're like, you have 10% health. Oh, I use a health potion.
You don't have any.
How many wheels of cheese do I have?
200 wheels of cheese. I eat all the cheese. I eat it all.
But it was that commercial was hilarious. Bethesda was good because they addressed the like concerns people make fun of them for online, but not in a way where it like makes everyone uncomfortable. You know, most companies will try to be like, yeah, we're in on the joke, and it's awkward.
Yeah,
but with them it was like funny.
He was like, oh, all the bugs we have in our games.
Yeah. And he's like, because there was this huge meme for the past like year of him one time saying in an interview or on like one of their presentations, he said, it just works. And then the game he was promoting had like tons of bugs. And so this time he said, we're having a beta for Fallout 76 because, as you all know, sometimes it just doesn't work. And then nobody laughed. And I was like, that was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of even the Keegan-Michael Key thing didn't get that many laughs.
I know. And that was so good.
I think everyone there is so prepared to just like
be angry,
feel weird, like to feel uncomfortable.
Dude, some gamers, like, the gaming audience can be so, like,
picky.
Poisonous.
Oh, like, they can be so critical.
Well, I mean, the thing is...
But not in a good
way. The thing is with,
way.
Like, the press conference... Like, the thing was with the press conferences is, like, yeah, they're gamers, but they're also part of the press. They're not really, like, you know, the huge audience that, like, you know... So they're, like, investors. They're, like, you know, people who do the news and stuff like that. People who do journals.
Well, fuck journals, dude. Fuck anybody who does a journal. Get a diary.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like that's the reason why the crowd was so like dull.
Hey, if you have a journal and you're listening to our podcast,
eat shit.
Stop.
Yeah,
we don't want you.
If you're journaling about what we're saying right now, burn your journal and burn yourself.
Right. Go ahead before you turn this off. Right. That was the last time I listened to the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast
or anything.
Turn off our podcast.
I think that was like our. I think we just lost our biggest demographic.
Our journalers?
We just lost our only listener.
Our journaler.
Yeah. The guy we paid a journal about us.
Oh, and dude, Fallout 76 being... I mean, I guess we're going one by one. Yeah. What about Elder Scrolls Legends? That's the card game,
right? That's
the
card game.
All right,
let's
skip that.
Fallout 76.
There you go. It's multiplayer.
Dude, I'm excited about it. They said it's like the game Rust, but what's happening here?
Oh, I'm like something's going.
You got a wire loose, my man.
Oh, do I? All right.
We got a loose wire.
No. It's the one that's plugged into the microphone. Oh. There you go.
All right.
But it's like Rust in the way where it's like all online and you're trying to survive and build up stuff. But the number one thing that made me most excited about it is he said that like you'll be able to make. Well, one thing is you'll be able to make your own servers with your friends, so it's not like. You're always just getting wrecked by strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that it's only like, he said, it's not like you're going to get online and we're not going to be like, oh, there's hundreds of people online. He's like, there's going to be like 12 people per server because he's like, because it's the apocalypse and we want to make it so you're not constantly
like running worried into, about running
yeah,
into
Yeah, worried into running
if there's
into
like 12 people and the map's that big, you can probably go for a while. And it'll be cool when you run into someone. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, God, there's a guy.
There's a guy. I'm going to get taken
See,
down.
See, it'll be awesome. And then, and also he said, like, when you get killed, your progress you've made as a character doesn't go away. You just respawn back at, like, the vault.
And then
or
the, obviously the other guy would get, like, XP or something.
Yeah, like, he probably gets your some of your stuff, but, like, it won't be, like, you're back at level one. Yeah, some of your cheese wheels. I'm excited for it, especially because it comes out so soon. Like, this year, it comes out in November. And he said they're having the beta test before, and by that time I'm going to live somewhere where I can actually play it, which will be great.
Yeah, with the internet.
And so I'm, like, super excited about it.
All right, did you ever play – are you excited? Did you play Fallout?
I played Fallout 4, yeah.
I like that
did
one.
Did you like that
so
one?
I did like that one. I never could play to the fullest, like, to the fullest to, for where I, like, can really enjoy it. But, I mean, for what I've enjoyed – For what little I played, I've enjoyed. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've never played a Fallout game.
Dude, they're fun. You should borrow one of them.
They are,
I'll let you borrow three, because it's also for PlayStation. I'm getting your PlayStation game back.
Yeah.
But Fallout 4, I really like. But this one, another thing that when
Ron Perlman was in the trailer.
Yeah, but pretty much everything when they announce it, I'm like, I don't know for this one. And then when he explains it, I'm like, oh wait, that's actually awesome. Like when he was like. Also, we're putting nukes all over the map that you can send to people. I was like, that will ruin this game. Because I thought that it meant, like, oh, if you find it, you just go, oh, here's where the nukes are, bomb. But he's like, no, you find a piece of the code, and chances are you won't personally find all the pieces of the code.
You have to band together.
So you have to band together and be like, hey, this one guy on this server is a douchebag. Let's blow him up.
That's hilarious.
That's
Dude, that's such a great way to kick someone. You're like, you know what, guys? Let's find all these pieces of code. And then the guy gets the message. He's like, wow, they scoured the map to kick me off this server. I suck.
But that's what I'm excited about. It seems like a great time.
All right, what's next?
Then after that, they talked about
Prey DLC, which is like, that's cool.
Yeah,
Quake stuff, which no one really cared
about. I don't really know about it. Starfield, they announced. And
which
Starfield,
nobody knows about, so we don't really
I know a little bit about it based on what he talked about it with and what they've said about it in the past, because this isn't the first time they've talked about it. This is just the first time they've announced that this is their next game after Fallout 76. And basically, it's what you would think it is, which is just
a Field of Stars,
a Skyrim Fallout type game. Like, you know, they're kind of the same,
yes,
but in different. But it's in space,
oh,
and you're
that's
just like flying ships around and going on, and like it's just an RPG.
It's like what
in
No
space.
Man's Sky tried to be, kind of.
Yeah,
maybe.
And they also, because they've wanted to make this game, like they've talked about it for years and years, and they always said we have to wait till we can upgrade our engine, so it's gonna look. Yeah, so they've been waiting to make the game, but that's really all you know about it. But really, a game you even know less about that was my most excited moment was Elder Scrolls VI.
Oh yeah, which they don't have a title or anything.
Yeah, it's literally they're just going, hey,
we're
it's happening.
It, yeah,
stop bugging us, because everyone who played Warcraft, you know how Warcraft used to be a game before World of Warcraft. There was like. There was a couple standalone games, and they were like Age of Empires, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But they were more storylined.
Yeah.
And then when World of Warcraft happened, they stopped making those games.
So people thought when they made Elder Scrolls Online, they were going to stop making solo games.
And so this is them being like, no, we're not stopping.
It's weird, though. It doesn't feel like Skyrim has been out that long, but it has. It's been out for a long time.
It came out our junior year of high school.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. People still play it. But yeah, Bethesda, do you want to go to Sony now? Sony. What's next?
Don't skip
Square Enix. Well,
you want to save
I didn't watch.
I mean, yeah, well there's Square Enix, there's Ubisoft, and then there's Sony, then there's Nintendo.
Yeah. Well, Ubisoft isn't the only really big one. Was oh, and they have a new Division game, Division 2, and everyone was like this. Oh, okay. It was like Tom Clancy's The Division 2, and it was more of like the fake Xbox Live
and,
talking,
and
where they're
to
like,
to this day, I still am like, who is Tom Clancy?
More like Tom Dancy, am I right?
This headline is entitled "Square Enix E3 Presentation Was a Joke." let's take a dive.
Let's
on
dive in. Well, just what games do they announce, James?
Well, I'm trying to find it because I can't remember, and they were all one of them was called. It was called like the blind man or something, or no, he was deaf.
Oh, okay.
And it was called the quiet man. And okay.
What do you do?
I couldn't tell you, but I will say.
Did they show Tomb Raider stuff?
Yeah, Tomb Raider looked cool. There, it just kind of looked like another Tomb Raider. Also, on my stream, the quality wasn't that great, so I can't really speak to like graphics or anything.
Oh, I'm sure they're fine.
And. Then the only other cool game they showed other than Kingdom Hearts was Just Cause 5, which
four.
Looks great. Would it be 4?
It is 4, yeah.
It is 4, whatever.
Yeah.
But it looks cool. It looks like another Just Cause 3.
But it looks like they did it like to the craziest degree. Like you can put little balloons on cars and fly them around.
It managed to look even more insane than Just Cause 3.
Yeah, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
I don't know how you up the ante. I mean, just cause.
But basically, let me explain to people why I'm so upset about this E3 presentation. First of all, as we had previously disclosed, they had showed a Kingdom Hearts trailer at the Xbox conference. And at this one, they literally showed almost the exact same trailer just again after weeks of hyping up how amazing their presentation was going to be. There was no presentation. It was literally
just trailers.
Might as well have just been a YouTube playlist of trailers they put online because they just played back to back. Some of them had voiceover by people who worked on them, but no like deep dive into the actual game. And then it was just over. And it was Keith David did the intro and outro.
That's amazing.
And he goes, "Thank you for watching the Square Enix presentation." I'm like, screw you. Everyone was so
pissed. Screw you, Keith David.
Not Keith David. Keith David, you're great.
Keep doing you, Keith David.
Teaser trailer for The Quiet Man. everyone was like, what a terrible title.
There was another cool game that they showed no gameplay of that I forgot, and it's made by Platinum Games, the same people who made Bayonetta and Nier Automata, and it's called Babylon's Fall, and that's about it.
I saw them advertise that. I also saw them advertise a crossover between some Japanese game
and
Monster Hunter, and everyone in the chat while I was watching that, because I was watching it on Twitch, was like, who asked for this?
Hiram, did you ever watch the trailer, The Jump Heroes, where it's like the fighting game with all the Shonen Jump characters?
First of all, how do we not talk about it? And two, it looked just like another 3D like fighting game.
Yeah, the only thing that sets it apart and kind of makes it cool is you would think that they would all like, you know, Street Fighter or whatever would fight the same, where they would like Injustice, like they basically fight the same but with different combos. But each of the characters, when you play as them, the fighting style is completely different. Like when you're playing like as a DBZ character, you like punch each other and fly through the air and shoot, you know, and it's crazy. And then when you're Naruto, you're like running on the buildings and like making your clones. And then One Piece is when you're playing as him, it's different. It looks kind of cool.
It looks really cool. It's just for some reason, I feel like they made a game like this before.
Maybe.
Which is why I wasn't like too excited about it. Like I know it's like entirely new, but it's like I feel like they've done this before, and it's like there's just something about it that puts me in the wrong way. I don't know.
If it's like I'm excited like cheap, for it, but if it's cheap on the store, that'd be like a fun like let's get that and play it a little bit. But you know,
I have another headline from another website entitled "Square Enix E3 Showcase Was a Bust."
I mean,
it was awful because it was
30 minutes long.
It was
long.
Just trailers and no gameplay. Little to no gameplay.
Anyway, though, awful. Let's be more positive, and I'm going to segue out of their terrible showcase and into... Whoops, this is...
You haven't even talked about Kingdom Hearts that much.
I know, I said I'm going to segue out of it into Sony by talking about Kingdom Hearts, which, thank God, showed more at Sony.
They did show more at Sony?
Well, they showed more somewhere because I saw another trailer, and... Good God. First of all, I was a little angry the other day when they announced the release date because for years, literally for years, people were asking them when the release date was, and they said they weren't comfortable settling on a release date. And then they finally said 2018 just to clarify and say January of 2019 later. And I know
it's like,
for
it's
the
not
best.
Like, not like, it's not like it's early January either. It's like January 29th.
Yeah. So it's
like late January.
So it's like, it's not, it's a good thing in the long run, because like, I forget who it was. What freaking game developer? It was some famous like Nintendo game developer said, a delayed game is good eventually, but a rushed game is bad forever. And
it's probably Kojima or something like that.
Yeah, but they delayed it, and they delayed it because they had like a demo of it for a bunch of like game critics recently, and they got like really good reviews. But then the people were saying like some of the controls feel kind of like floaty, and they had some issues with some things, and so they're fixing all that.
And
stuff.
Donald
so
Duck is a bitch, and they were like, yeah, "Please change that.
Please patch Donald Duck. Remove him from the game. Thank you.
Patch him with more zippers."
Give him more patches. Zippers are last year's game.
Kingdom zippers.
Yeah. But I was annoyed because I have to wait so long, but I'll get over it. And then,
yeah, it's January's much sooner than I thought. I thought it would never come out.
It's in,
you know,
7
I mean?
Months, yeah.
So that's not bad.
But
7 months? Oh, that's not too long. That's not too long.
They announced isn't it funny they announced Kingdom Hearts when PlayStation and Xbox came out? Like,
yeah,
the Xbox One, and
they announced that they were working on Kingdom Hearts 3 our senior year of high school. It's been 5 years.
God,
it's been a long enough time to have not even have started the game and to have made the game and had it released by now, and they still haven't released it. They need a sixth year.
That's so
funny. But
it better be so good. You know what I mean?
I know. But that leads me to this other thing. Most of the trailers, what I've been seeing, I wasn't like, I didn't think they looked bad, but like, a lot of times when they just show like gameplay in the trailers, the thing with Kingdom Hearts is more fun to play than it is to like see played, because it's like all the like combos and stuff you do.
Mm-hmm.
But the newest trailer freaking knocked me on my butt, because my because here's the thing. My least favorite world in all of Kingdom Hearts 2 is the Pirates of the Caribbean world, because I think it looks like garbage. The voice actor for... Jack Sparrow was very painfully clearly not Johnny Depp. It's the worst Johnny Depp impression maybe ever. And then all of a sudden they come up with this one, and they're like, and so this trailer starts, and Sora's wearing a pirate hat, and I go, oh no. And it and he's like, I'm glad I'm back at this world. It's always been one of my favorites. And I was like, not same, Sora, not same. And then it zooms out, and they're on like a tiny little, like they're on that little ship from the beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean 1, like the raft that he rolls up on, how it's like sinking. Like, wish we had a bigger boat though. And it's like, oh, good times, whatever. Then it shows him like up close, and you can see that they've like actually attempted to make him match the world this time. They made him like dirty and like wearing a pirate costume, which was cool. And then they started showing like the world, and they showed like the scene from Pirates 3 where he's in like that big sand area, and the graphics were so good him that it looked straight up like a shot from the movie when it showed the wide
shot. It did look shot for shot like in Pirates 3.
Yeah, for a split second, I was like, are they reusing footage from the movie in their trailer? But it was the game. And then it shows what you actually get to do, and there's like ship combat where you're like steering a pirate ship all over the place and like doing all this crazy stuff, and you're like sieging other pirate ships, like getting into pirate battles and like swinging from ship to ship.
Yeah.
And like it shoots chains at the other ship, and then you like slide across the chain onto the ship and like beat people up. And there's like
cool
underwater combat.
It actually looks... Go ahead. What?
I was just saying, it looks amazing. And that's like now my... like, I'm looking forward to that more than any other world in the game.
And what's funny is that section, that pirate section in Kingdom Hearts 2 looks way better than that, like, pirate section in, like, that Assassin's Creed game.
Oh, it kind of does. It looks more fun.
It looks insane. And it was a huge relief after freaking their big reveal at the first day was Frozen World. And I'm
at the Microsoft
wants this?
Conference.
Yeah. And visually looked bad. It didn't look like not that I'm just not excited.
But they also
about
showed
it.
A little bit of Toy Story World, and they showed they showed other ones, and I watched the Microsoft one, and I'm excited about because I've always thought I didn't play two, but from one I was like the combat's very basic in this game, and I've always thought it'd be cool if it got like outrageous. You know
it
what I mean?
And in two, it's outrageous.
Yeah, and I'm hoping in three they push it even more, where you're doing crazy air juggle combos and like you know like that's such a weird, cool like thing to have on the backdrop of like a kid's Disney game is you're also pulling off ridiculous air combos. You know what I mean?
I'm afraid they're going to push it too far based on what I've seen. It's
I'm fine with
insane.
That, dude.
But as long as I have the option to push it that far, I'm good with it.
I think I love the insanity because they made it even more insane to where it's like very vibrant and even more colorful, and the fact that they implement like Disney rides into the combat, which I thought was very creative.
That is cool.
I thought that was very good.
But there were some things I had issue with, like in the Frozen world. This is, I think, part of what makes me like the Pirates world better is that they put like dirt and stuff on his face, because I've thought that like with the new graphics, like obviously everything looks like really sharp and clear, and that's good. But like a lot of the characters, I don't like as much how they look. Oh, obviously, they look better than they did in the other games, but like their skin tone is literally like they just tossed a Lambert on there, and it's like just a flat color. And I'm like, put something there, like put some sort of color variation. And so when he has like the dirt on his face in the Pirates world, he looks good. But like the Frozen people look like unfinished to me, because they just look they look too clean.
They didn't apply a lot of lighting in those scenes too.
That's also part of it. The lighting wasn't like super dynamic, and it was in the Pirate one. Man, Jake, did you see the Pirate trailer?
No, I didn't see that. I'll check it out after that.
I'll show you afterwards.
It looks great. You also have Wreck-It Ralph in the Toy Story section, which I thought was cool.
And the Toy Story world looks so good, and so does the one for Tangled. That world looks super well realized. So it's really just the Frozen one where I'm like, you guys might want to go back to the drawing board on this one. Maybe delete
The fact that there's a Tangled and like they redid the Pirates one makes me feel better for the Frozen one. Because I didn't really care much for Frozen to be in that game.
That might be the thing. Like if we're not fans of Frozen, so like maybe some kids who play it who love Frozen think it looks great, but like
I personally think Disney's like, all right, Square Enix, if you're going to do this game, we want you to do Frozen.
Yeah, if anything, they were like, just throw in a Frozen world. And if that's the case, like if you play the game and you're barely in that world, you know what I mean?
What I'm afraid of, and I think it's already happened, but what I hope is the case, is I hope they're not telling us every single world that's in it before it comes
out. I hope that's just a taste, you know?
Because there's really not that many worlds in each game. There's like... In 1 and 2, there's probably like 8 worlds.
Well, the thing is this game's been being made for so long, I'm assuming it's because they want to make a lot of worlds in it.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't want a game that feels like Kingdom Hearts 2 isn't a huge... I mean, like, there's like 8 worlds, but that was okay because Kingdom Hearts 1 had just come out like 3 years before. It's been like 15 years.
You need to
give me 15 years worth of game.
Well, the thing is, what I think it is just like they should bring back. Well, I'm pretty sure you guys already said this. I don't know if you guys said this if I was paying attention, but like if they bring back the older worlds in previous games as well as the new ones,
then
maybe
should.
That
like
would
Mulan
be like the better compensation.
Mulan was cool. I've always thought that they should go back to Peter Pan from the first one because you were just on the ship and then you were on the clock. And I thought now that they have the capability to make like these huge, big, open like landscapes where you can run around and do stuff, they should have it actually take place on like the island of Neverland, where you're like running through the jungle and there's like the crocodile in the river and there's like all this other stuff and you like talk to the Lost Boys and pull hijinks.
Also, what I'm also hoping for is for the story to not be very stupid. Well, I mean, it is going to be stupid, but I mean, like, I want it to be more... Because, like, it's so funny, it's like hearing, like, Woody or, like, Captain Jack Sparrow talk about Heartless. And it's just like...
That's so good.
It's so dumb. It's so good, but it's so stupid. It's just like, man, they're talking about Japanese anime stuff.
I love the part. No, that's what I want. I love the part in the one I watched where at the end Mickey is like, what are we going to do? And it's like it's like serious anime, and his eyes like twinkle. And I'm like, this is so funny.
Like, what are we going to do? Yeah, Aqua, and she's evil.
And she's like... "You're doomed, Mickey." And I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
So I'll try to explain that to you guys. It's Mickey. This is the part of the, like, so this game is so freaking convoluted.
You can explain that to me, like, when it comes out.
No, it's a quick thing. They took the villain from the first and second game. It'll take me literally like two sentences. They took the villain from like the first and second game and made it so he was a guy from the past who has been possessing people's bodies for decades to like preserve himself. But then there's also a young version of him that can time travel. So he's like,
that sounds like some Voldemort Orochimaru shit.
It is. And so that's what was happening at the end of that trailer. She's been in the dark world, not the Thor dark world.
Oh, oh, oh.
The realm of darkness.
Dang it.
And
wait, is Christopher Eccleston in this game?
I hope. And
in a leather jacket?
At the end of the last game, she was like, I'm not going to fall into darkness, or the last spinoff game she was in. And then, oops, she did, because she's taken over by that guy. She got possessed by him. Whoops. So...
There oh yeah, did we ever mention the fact that like Square Enix didn't even bring up that Avengers game they were working on?
Oh yeah, that was also a thing that triggered everyone. Is literally they were like a couple years ago, wasn't it? 2 years ago?
I have no.
It was like 2 years ago. Yeah. Yeah,
and they showed this Avengers A come together, and it was like more information coming soon. And they haven't said a thing about it in 2 years.
What?
Nobody even knows what kind of game it is. Like, dude, that's the thing.
Square Enix is so bad at like promoting their games.
Dude, I hope when they finally like give us info, they come out and they're like, "It's a puzzle game. It's Candy Crush with Avengers.
It's a card game. It's gonna rival that Skyrim.
That Skyrim Legends, finally." Finally, and some guy in the crowd is like, "Finally, something to beat out that damn Elder Scrolls Legends."
I keep having to give it awards every year for my blog.
Yeah, fuck this card game.
But no, that game. So like, you would think that the best time to promote it would be, I don't know, when Avengers Infinity War is in theaters and breaking box office records. But they're like, nah, we'll just say nothing.
I think actually
they still said nothing.
The technique of it lately, like back in the day, if there was a game related to a movie, they'd put it out at the same time. I think nowadays it's when the hype for a movie is dying, they put it out to bring hype back up. I think that's it. I think as soon as Infinity War is gone from our minds, they might put it up. Maybe they'll do it at that QuakeCon. You know, they're showing more stuff about some of the Bethesda games at QuakeCon.
Well, this is Square Enix.
I know.
So it wouldn't.
I'm just saying. They all go to that.
Well, it might be at Tokyo Game Show, which is in September.
Hey, it might never come out.
Because usually with all
That's
their...
That's more with, likely, to be honest.
Well, with Square Enix, all their other games... Well, they didn't say anything about Kingdom Hearts for like a year and a half.
Instead of calling them the full Square Enix, can we just call them Squeenix?
We can call them Squeenix. So the thing with Squeenix is... they always like... save all their stuff for Tokyo Game Show. Usually, like, they'll have, like, when Kingdom Hearts 2 was coming out, people were like, when like the big game conferences would happen, they wouldn't show anything, and people were like, what the heck? And then Tokyo Game Show would come around and they'd show like everything,
and then we'll all be squealing for Squeenix.
Well, let's move on.
Thank you, that was my way to get us to move on. The Sony conference. We're now in the Sony. So I'm excited because Sony showed some badass games. Let's start, Hiram, with The Ghost of Tsushima, which looks badass. It's made by the Sucker Punch, the guys who made Infamous, and it's an open world samurai game.
What?
And it's like, dude, have you seen the gameplay, dude?
No.
It's so fucking cool.
It looks too good for words.
They showed gameplay and you straight up like the combat. When does it come out?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's at the end of the trailer. Here, have it playing while we talk about it, like silently. But, dude, Hiram, so it's basically like kind of like imagine Uncharted, like level of like walking around and you're traversing like buildings and stuff, but you're a samurai and you have a samurai sword. And
it looks really good.
And the combat's cool because he's fighting like a samurai traditionally would fight. Like it looks like it's mostly based on like parrying, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's like a lot of like timing when your opponent strikes you,
yeah, like,
getting
I'm
it right
at those.
And flipping around and like stabbing them. And there's a lot of moments where you do like a one slice, like you'll cut them up, like, you know, drain their health, but then you can like time it correctly so it only takes one sword swing to kill a guy.
Dude, that's
like
cool.
It's dope. And then you have like execution moves, but it's a completely open world. It's super detailed. You can design your samurai, and you can like, you can either go more towards samurai, like your guy being more like a samurai, or a ninja. Like you can like go towards being a ninja and having more like smoke bombs and stuff like that, and like more like an assassin. Or you can be you ride your horse around. It looks cool. It's like Red Dead Redemption or whatever, but like the graphics are amazing, and you're a samurai. It's really cool. And the Sucker Punch guys are really good at making open world games.
Yeah, there's the people who made Infamous. You mm-hmm. say?
Yeah,
oh,
and Sly Cooper.
Those games are freaking dope. Sucker Punch is a good.
You know they're going to be really good. Yeah.
So I'm excited. Like, I've been waiting for like because I always thought Assassin's Creed would make a samurai game like set in Japan or like a ninja game, and they never did. So now, like, this is what I've been excited about is this game.
It would be too obvious.
We'll get to Assassin's Creed soon enough.
Oh yeah, soon enough. So that looks cool. And then they also showed.
Can I say this headline real quick?
What is it?
It says Square Enix announces The Quiet Man with the worst trailer of E3 so far.
They are dogging on Squeenix, dude. Hiram, what was the other? Hiram, you watched The Last of Us, right?
I did. I watched The Last of Us trailer, it opened so progressive, and I'm like, wow, they're breaking new ground with this one.
Well, like, the transition between, I mean, it's also just a beautiful, like, way to do, like, so
That is a great trailer. Honestly, that's a really good E3 presentation. I think it went on for a little bit too long.
A little bit, but here's the thing, Hiram, I'm so, so I'm watching it and I'm like, just keep showing me stuff. This is so cool. And the thing about it is the way they laid it out. So it like starts with a cinematic of Ellie. She's older. She's at like a party or something with all the survivors. Like they've made like it's farther in the future. They've made like a camp or something, and they have like their routine and they're having a party. And this girl comes over and they start dancing and then they start kissing. And then it cuts to her stabbing this dude in the throat. And it's the most violent. Like, the stuff in this gameplay teaser is 10 times more brutal than the whole Last of Us 1. It's crazy. They hang this guy up.
It's so crazy.
Dude, she walks up and she sees this group of people hang a dude up and they rip his intestines out. And like pull him out of his body, and it's pretty. And then you, dude, Hiram, the way that they set it up is this transition from the cinematic to gameplay is so seamless. It feels like you're watching just a long cinematic. And I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna get to play all of this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting to play and what you're not getting to play, but it's in a good way.
Well, it's almost like the first Last of Us trailer when you, like, knock the guy to the ground and he's like, no, don't shoot me, and you shoot him, and you think, oh, there's no way that can happen more than once. But you can, like, do that whenever you want in the game.
Yeah.
Like, there are things in this game where that happens. Like, Ellie crawls under a bus, and you can, like, go under a bus to hide, and someone will come over and look under the bus, and you can shoot them in the face while they're leaning down. It's crazy. And then she, like, and now, like, when they're, there's a part where there are these shelves that are pretty close together, but enough where you can squeeze through. And in the middle of combat, you can run away and jump through it so you can get away. It's really cool.
I was like, I really wonder if I can even do all this stuff in the game. Like, there's just so much you could do. That's what I always think about.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I would think that about any other presentation, I'd be like, there's no way. But all of the stuff they showed in the first Last of Us, like, gameplay footage, you could do in the game. So I'm pretty sure, like...
I've never doubted Naughty Dog, and they've never let me down.
No, you need to check it out, dude.
Out of all game studios, if there's one, you can, like, guarantee that if you see something, it'll be there and you'll be able to do it. It's Naughty Dog.
Yeah, and Ellie is a fucking badass. Sure. And the thing about it is it isn't like – and that's the same thing about the first one. It isn't where you feel like you're – I mean, she's still a badass, but it feels like you can – like you're fighting like maximum in the trailer. She fights like 4 or 5 guys, But the way that they do it, she's a badass, but it's not like you are taking away. Like, it feels like it's hard to kill these guys. Like, they're real people.
Yeah.
And they've upgraded the combat, so you have, like, a dodge move now. So you can, like, dodge when people try to, like, shoot you. It's really cool.
All right. Well, let's do you have more to say? Because I didn't watch that one either. I've been busy.
Iron, what about you? Iron watched it.
I watched it, and I'm watching a clip of it now. Like, the stealth mode is really cool. Like, they made the cutscenes even more brilliant than they did in the first one. Like, the cinematics in the first game look amazing, but this one, like, they upped the ante. Like, every single little detail of their facial expressions is so clear in this game, and it's unreal. Like,
and here's the thing that's weird too, and you don't think about it, but the most impressive part to me was how well they did the kissing.
I was really impressed by that. I was like, wow, this is really good motion capture kissing.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah, it's weird because you wouldn't think about that, but they are so clever in other games about hiding that where you don't even think about it, but they full-on showed them kissing just like in a movie, and I was like, holy shit, wow, they have like... Naughty Dog, there's no one better. Like, no game looks better. Like, anytime, even the Ghost of Tsushima is beautiful, yeah, but I watched it after The Last of Us, and I was like, not as good as The Last, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Literally, like, Horizon Zero Dawn, eat your heart out cinematics. Like, that's really good.
Yeah, the thing, though, dude, Horizon Zero Dawn's like when you talked to people in the game, was so stilted. It was like, it almost ruined some of
it's so dull. I hate talking to people in Horizon.
Naughty Dog's games, what help them a lot is the animation. Not even like their graphics are amazing, but the animation and the directing of their scenes help so much when the people feel like when they talk real. And move like natural, real people, and they're not like awkwardly standing around going, "My name is Aloy. Where do I go next? Go over to there, Aloy."
Dude. And the thing is it's so natural, but it's not that creepy thing like L.A. Noire where people were like so real it was weird.
Is that one where they're like, you'll know when people are bluffing, and the guy's like, is that one?
Yeah, and they're literally like, I didn't kill her, and then he's like sweating and pulling at his collar, and he's like, yeah.
That's it's like they like the combat looks like the controls look really naturalistic, but they also look tight. And that's the thing with a lot of like really good like games that are not based in Japan that have their cutscenes. Like with Japanese cutscenes, their cutscenes always look unnatural, but the controls are always really really tight. Like they don't look Bayonetta. Realistic at all. Bayonetta looks really like Bayonetta controls so amazingly, but like she moves so unnaturally that it's like it's almost cartoonish. But like with Guerrilla Games, which is not American, but any other game company that does like realistic movements, they look realistic, but the controls are very stiff.
Thing, Hiram. It's like they're so realistic that as soon as they get into a game and a player controls them and can make them like move whatever way they want, it's almost like the model is trying to be so realistic that it looks janky when it moves around.
That's exactly how I felt about like controlling Aloy from Horizon. Like Horizon's a great game, but it's like controlling Aloy compared to controlling Link from Breath of the Wild are like that. I prefer
that's an unfair comparison to almost any game though. The controls for Breath of the Wild are so like fluid and nice. It's insane.
But I mean, like that's what I usually get with Japanese games. Like with Nier Automata, Mario Odyssey, and Bayonetta, like all those Kingdom games, Hearts. Like control the player.
Oh yeah,
they feel great when you move around. You move around with them, and like I brought this up because with the new Last of Us games, it looks like it feels great to move around with Ellie in The Last of Us and not like stiff.
Oh, yeah, we forgot, Hiram. Did you see the trailer for Devil May Cry 5?
Oh, okay. All right. I have a lot of opinions about Devil May Cry 5.
Well, give it to me.
Honestly.
We skipped it.
Well, because
I was just going to say, I'm watching the gameplay for Ghost of Tsushima. And I like this guy because he gets on his horse and he's going by this big wheat field. And the first thing he does is just take a right turn into the wheat field to show you that you can collide with all the Wii.
Yeah, and it looks great.
Oh,
so what were you saying?
That's
Hunter?
A nice detail that James pointed out. I was saying, oh, what was I saying? What did I bring up?
You were like, I have a lot of opinions about Devil May Cry 5.
Okay, yeah. All right, so remember the reboot that they did with Devil May Cry called DMC?
Dude, that game was dope. Don't even lie.
It was good, but it wasn't like as good as other Devil May Cry games.
But the style and, like, Dante was so cool. No one liked Dante. Dante looked
way too douchey.
Yeah, he was a douche, but he had a cool jacket.
He was a douche. He was the biggest douche imaginable, and like they made him significantly less douchey.
The thing is it was a reboot, and it was called DMC, and the D stood for douchey. It was called Douchey May Cry.
Could we make him?
Oh
douchey?
Man,
let's
more
make
like
that douchey May Cry.
Douchey May Crap. Well, no, it was a good game. I gotta admit.
Oh, I have a lot of fun with that game. I like that game.
I like that game too. I want this to be developed by a Japanese studio, like it should be, but I think it's not.
It's the guy who's made all the other DMC games. Not the remake, but the first four.
Oh, the first Devil May Cry games.
Well, that's a good sign.
I
forgot his name. The Japanese guy, but he came out and talked about it, and he was like, this is the game I've been trying to make for the last however many years since 4. Dude, are you watching that gameplay, dude? How good does it look?
Insane.
Dude, I know. I'm so, like, that's a PlayStation exclusive. If I don't have a PlayStation by then, I mean, I'm getting one for Spider-Man, because that looks so good.
Yeah,
but
unless Hiram moves here.
Oh, yeah, he has a PlayStation.
Hiram has a PS4.
Dude, yeah, bring it with you, bro. Dude. Everything
well,
is solved,
yes.
Man. We'll get Spider-Man. We'll get dude. If we have an Xbox and a PlayStation and a PC, we don't even have to worry about it.
But dude,
no,
this
we don't.
Is,
but DMC
this game
5
is so freaking like
cool.
It's so samurai.
It's
amazing when he's like on that like standoff with those three dudes, and there's just flower petals like
yeah, and you can stand there and just like hold your sword and wait for them,
dude.
That's so cool.
I'm getting this crap the second I can.
Dude, yeah, for real. I'm going to get that game. Dude, I told my
it's
dad
really
about
good.
It, and he was like the Last Samurai with Tom Cruise is
yeah.
like his favorite movie. And I was like, they're making an open-world samurai game. And he was like, holy shit.
And the combat is like, I'm glad games
it's
have
different.
Finally gotten to the point where like when you stab someone, the sword doesn't like wiggle a little bit.
Like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Dude, that like cut his arm off.
And then he just stabs him in the back, and he's like, it's fine.
It's so cool, man.
This game looks amazing.
Yeah, no, wait till you get to, like, there's, like, traversal, and he throws a grappling hook to, like, go up the building and stuff. But, yeah, Hiram, what about Devil May Cry?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm excited for it. I mean, now that I know about the guy, like, the original guy doing it, now I'm like, okay, I'm happy. Like, this
is
probably going
to be, like,
the only
thing about it
is
it looks
really
a little bit gray. Like, the last game was so, like, vibrant and colorful. This one looks a little bit... like back to like being a little not as artistically
yeah.
inclined.
Well, like yeah, like well, artistically, Devil May Cry never really looked that great anyway. Like the gameplay
was
shots fired, hot take
yeah,
from
that's
Byron
the thing.
Corbett.
That's the thing. I don't think the old ones like they. I guess they were good. They're good games, but they didn't look very cool to play. Like the thing I liked about DMC was that it was had the combat, the fun combat, and it looked really good. You know what I mean? It
felt well, like the combat package. Felt very non-Japanese. That's why I was just like, oh, wow. That's why I was thrown off about it, but it was still good, you know?
Yeah, I for me personally, I hope the next one is a blend of the best parts of both.
Yeah. Well, because, like, they gave Dante white hair. I'm like, is this Virgil?
Yeah, that's what I thought, dude, because he was, like, kind of blue, and I was like, is this Virgil? Are you playing as him in this game?
I was like, I could have sworn that's Virgil, but it's Dante. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, but he's got, like, white short hair again. Or, like, because at the end of... I thought it was a sequel to DMC, to be honest, because at the end of DMC,
it,
you get your white hair.
It looked like a sequel to DMC, honestly.
Yeah, but it's after 5. I'll play it, dude. It looks cool. Like, I'm going to play that game. But back to Sony. So we did Last of Us, and then what else did they show at Sony, my friends?
If there's nothing off the top of your head,
Death Stranding.
About, we should probably
no.
Oh wait, we gotta get to Death Stranding. We gotta talk about Death Stranding.
It's Hideo Kojima's new game, and dude, it looks insane. I'm like,
it's
so
honestly
intrigued.
One of the best. Like honestly, besides The Last of Us, this looks like this is the best looking game of E3.
Dude, because it's weird because I'm watching it and that's all gameplay of you like walking and I'm like, this is cool, walking simulator 2018. That's what I thought. But then I was like, and then he has a gun. It's a little bit at some point, and I'm like, oh okay, I guess it's just a normal shooting game. And then at the very end, you're like stealthing around these like weird black ghost things, and you have a baby in the front of your suit, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now?
It's a really weird game, like. I think because it was Hideo Kojima collaborating with Guillermo del Toro with this.
It is?
Norman Reedus. No, wait. I think
that was Silent
Hills. Guillermo
del Toro. That was Silent Hills.
But he is collaborating with Norman Reedus, clearly.
And Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, Mads Mikkelsen's in this. That one French girl that's in stuff, but I don't remember what she's from. You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about Marianne Cotillard?
No.
Okay, never mind.
But Hiram, this looks cool. Like, I'm going to have to play it just because it's, like, Kojima going, like, full, like, in. Like, he's just going to, like, you're going to get in this game, and it's going to... This is the surface-level stuff of how crazy this is, like, the baby in your suit to help you see ghosts. Like, imagine how nuts it's going to be, like, 4 hours into playing, you know?
So I wasn't watching this when it was happening, but our good pal Christina was, and she was, like, basically live-tweeting it to me. She was telling me what was going on, and then she was telling me what was going on with the Nintendo conference the next day.
Yeah.
And she said, they're showing some footage from some game, was how it started off. She said, okay. Norman Reedus is in it. And then it says, and he has a fetus in a tank or something. And I says, I said, I've always wanted a game like that. She said, same. And she says, as I was typing, a character ate something crunchy. I didn't see it.
Oh, a little
but
worm.
The chat is going nuts. So I guess it was it was a worm.
Yeah, it was like the very end. They showed Death Stranding, and then it cut to the French girl going, ah, and then she ate a worm and went, oh. Gross. And ate it, and then the trailer was over.
Why?
But it was a lot of beautiful shots.
That was
what
threw me off. I was like, what the hell is this?
It was cool. It was like a lot of the game looks like you're delivering boxes. It was like a lot of the game was you as Norman Reedus climbing mountains with like so many. It's like comical. He's got like 16 boxes, and he's going, whoa.
I feel like this is gonna be like a weird, like, you know, it's gonna be like a Metal Gear Solid with like horror elements in it.
Which is like Metal Gear Solid with me, dude.
Compared, yeah, it's fine with me too, honestly.
Dude, I'm getting this samurai game.
I'm getting that.
That this whole end fight in the samurai game where they're fighting and there's all the red leaves on the ground.
So
and
cool.
Every time you move fast, they blow around. That's dope.
And then they stand on that like sunset backdrop, and it looks amazing. I'm really excited,
guys. Right. We still got a ways to go.
Yeah, we've got. We need to start moving faster because I think we're past a lot of the games that we're really excited for.
We're at an hour and a half right now.
We're at an hour and a half. Okay, let's try to wrap up within the next half hour.
Sounds good to me, bro. Death Stranding looks
so. Nothing else from Sony, right?
No, Spider-Man looked amazing.
Oh, God, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man!
They showed so much gameplay, and I'm so excited because the thing I was worried about with it was, like, combat, because in the last couple of games, boring-ass combat.
Dude,
it's so cool, the combat in this game, and there's so much you can do with Spider-Man, and it's so, like the way we're talking about with The Last of Us, where it's, like, fluid. You move seamlessly from one move to the next, and... You know what I mean? It's all like
it's
like fun.
It looks like wow. It's like oh wow, Arkham with Spider-Man, but it actually
no. There's
but
so
in a
much
good
more.
Way.
There's so much.
Yeah,
more.
I don't want it to. Yeah. I don't want it to feel like Arkham. I want it to feel like Spider-Man 2, the game,
which it won't. It's different. It's
well, oh yeah, which it will feel like. It will feel like Spider-Man 2, the game, which is what I finally am waiting for. I've been waiting for that for so long.
Dude, this game looks great. And the combat in it is not Arkham. It's got the counter move, you know,
dude,
like in most games.
I'm
but...
looking up the gameplay right now, and the thumbnail is a freeze frame of it where he's posing while he's falling through the air. I'm in.
It looks like you're just playing the Amazing Spider-Man 2 swinging montage from the beginning of the movie, but the whole game.
Really?
Yeah, straight up.
Oh, I'm so in.
Even
I'm
the swinging
so
stuff is way more improved
from the last trailer they showed, you know, way
back. The fact that you can like, you know, run on walls like parkour style while swinging with webs, like
yeah, and they did it way more cool. Like, they tried to do the thing in the last Amazing Spider-Man game where you can, like, while you're swinging, perch, like on signs and stuff while you do it, but for some reason it halted the flow of the swinging and it wasn't fun.
Oh, and this game... Amazing Spider-Man 2, the game?
Yeah, in this game, it's seamless from, like, you jump through, like, through a pipe and, like, run on the wall and it's, like... And then you go right into combat.
I'm in on that. If it's, like, if it's seamless and you're, like... Like, I just care about the swinging, man. And the swinging in the game when we rented it, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 game,
was so bad. It wasn't
so
fun
clunky
at all.
And it felt like, even though there was a whole city, it was like, stay on the street, though.
Yeah, it, like, now watch this.
Wanted you to stay on the street. Look at him, like, looking around while he's swinging. And he, like, just shoots out. I need to up this resolution.
Look at that move. That's straight up like a flip move he does at the beginning of Amazing Spider-Man 2.
It's Spider-Man 2, the game. I hope you have to
buy flip
tokens
moves.
And buy air poses.
That's such a funny thing. Hey, let's give the players, they get tokens.
Oh, dude.
Doesn't it look good? Yes. Like, in the combat, it's Arkham E where it's got like the counter move or whatever, but you can, but you'll see now, you can like web people to walls while you're fighting, pull a door off of a car with your webs and keep fighting people. It's cool. That's and air good. Juggles. Like, that's the thing, dude. You don't get air juggles in Arkham games.
Yeah.
Look. And then jump up back off the wall while you're, it's so cool.
Dude, I'm in. And I like that.
Look at that air juggle, dude.
I like that they're going to have a lot of spider costumes.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. If there was...
That's what I really can't wait for. Because I agree with Jake. I do not like that costume.
Oh, I do not like it. I'm going to change it almost immediately.
It's not my favorite. I definitely, like, out of all the Spider-Man costumes there's been... Oh, he pulled the door off the car.
Isn't that
and he's about
great?
To smash him in the face with it. That's so good. But, he like, out of all the Spider-Man costumes I've ever seen, this is definitely my least favorite. But, like, it's not a... bad costume. Like, I'm not, like, offended looking at it, but...
Oh, I'm offended.
But, like, if this game came out and you couldn't change the costume...
How would you be offended?
Well, like
what if he was wearing, like, a white hood over his costume?
It's the KKK uniform.
It's Spider-Gwen?
Spider-Gwen, dude. They probably will put that in as a DLC in Miles Morales.
You know
they will.
Yeah, of course. And I was like, why not?
Yeah, but, I'm fine with that. I don't care.
Like... If this was the only costume in the game, I'd probably still get the game.
Yeah, I'd be hesitant, though. I don't like that costume at all.
What's your problem,
man? I don't either.
But here's the thing. This is the difference. I'd buy a PlayStation to play this game if you have different costumes. I might wait.
Yeah. Like, if you already had a PlayStation, you might get this game.
Yeah.
But you're not going to buy a PlayStation to get it.
Yeah, because of the costume. Isn't that weird? The costume for Spider-Man is so essential. The biggest thing this game can fail at is if it gets boring. Like, they don't have enough mission types.
Yeah.
Like, side missions and stuff. Because like Spider-Man 2, for some reason, even though it's basically just, like, help this kid get a balloon and save this random window cleaner from falling.
Dude, yes, help! The kid's balloon. I like that you could see in the windows when you went past him.
Oh, you can jump through the buildings.
Yeah, every single one or just some?
Probably not.
Probably
not.
Some.
But it looks great. I'm so excited.
All right, well.
I'm excited about Spider-Man.
Me too. And this comes out when? September or something?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Dude.
What else, Sony?
Next? Sony, I think that's it. Right?
I think that's it for Sony, yeah.
All right. Probably. Well, let's move on to Nintendo.
Let's do Ubisoft.
This is Assassin's Creed, right? And did they show more of the Division?
Tell me about Assassin's Creed.
No. They did Beyond Good and Evil 2, which I think looks really, really
they
good.
They showed more? What'd they show?
They showed gameplay footage. They showed like an early footage of Beyond Good and Evil, and it looks glorious.
Did they show more gameplay than they've like had on YouTube and stuff? Because they've had some like gameplay examples, but it's so unfinished looking.
Oh yeah. That's like I think that's the beta thing they were talking. Wait, hang on.
Let me look it up.
I think I. Yeah. No. But
that's
look,
the
it looks
only
great.
Thing from Ubisoft I'm excited about right now because that looks so good. That looks so up my alley. Like the type of game I would want to play. You know,
same. Like I would, I love
Assassin's Creed, but I didn't watch anything about it.
The Origins or the new one?
The
one they announced.
Isn't it called Odyssey?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. It's Odyssey, right?
It's Greek, like ancient Greek, I think. Right?
Yeah, which I think looks good.
That's not a time period I care about, though.
I would consider checking it out if they implemented new features, except you know, besides the theme of it.
Yeah. You know? I'd rather. I mean, here's the thing, Hiram. It's basically going to be the same game as the last one, and it looks even more in line with Origins. And I feel like that's because they were like they got such good reception to Origins. It's almost going to be the same game. You know.
Which is unfortunate, but like I love Greek mythology and I love Greek like culture, so it's like you know.
What else did they show at Ubisoft? I'm trying to go a little bit fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they showed anything else really.
They probably showed.
Hang on. They have this new game that I forgot what it's called. There's this game called Starlink. I don't know. It's like an action adventure shooting video game where it's like with a bit of Star Wars Battlefront, but has space combat. But they implemented Star Fox characters in it.
Oh, I saw
and it
that.
Already looks and it already looks better than Star Fox Zero, and that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm so sad Star Fox Zero was bad because we all like chipped in to get it for you. We were so excited.
I know, and I was so thankful because I'm like, finally, I really got a good Star. I have a great Star Fox game, and I got it with my friends. It's awesome. And then like I found it, I played it. Me and Tripp played it, and we were like,
oh man,
you guys
were playing it like so nice, like pretending it was good. You know what I mean?
Because it was not
very
good.
You're like, well, yeah, and then it was so bad.
Well, the thing is, that game would have been so much better if they hadn't forced the motion controls on you. Those stupid motion controls.
Would you put Star Fox in the same league as Sonic the Hedgehog now, as in terms of not having had a great game in a while?
Well, yes and no, because like Star Fox, like the thing with Star Fox Zero. Well, like, Star Fox in general is a very neglected
Sonic
franchise.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Whereas,
Sonic the Hedgehog is like...
Sonic the Hoop Log, am I right?
Yeah, with the thing with Sonic the Hedgehog is like the least neglected franchise, but it's the franchise
the
where,
you were
like...
in and pulled up the soundboard just so you could play that.
The Sonic franchise is a franchise where they always go back to, but they never could do right. So fans are just like are not fans of it.
They already did it right once, and they should just do that same thing again, which is put in those chows. Whoa, that was cool.
Wow, chows.
Well, I'm also watching the Assassin's Creed trailer. Look, they ram a boat with another boat, go right through it. So I guess they're having ship combat.
That's the thing. They're really banking on that ship combat that I have never cared about in any of those games.
That was my favorite thing I've ever done in Assassin's Creed is that ship combat.
Really?
Yeah. It was the most fun I've ever had in an Assassin's Creed game.
It was the most fun I've ever had, ever.
I've never
I'm looking at gameplay for Starlink, and it looks way better. This looks way better than Star Fox Zero.
So you want to do who's the next Nintendo? Let's do Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Hiram.
Yep.
Why don't I intro Nintendo for you?
No, how about Hiram just talk
about
Nintendo?
Well, I won't be able to hear it, James.
You're right, so I won't do it.
Hiram, what was the highlight for you?
The highlight, well, besides the big we'll get
what,
to that.
Smash?
Yes. We'll get to that last. There is Xenoblade Chronicles 2. There's a game that surprised everyone a couple weeks ago, which is the Pokemon game.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah, which is interesting because like it's Pokemon Go the game essentially.
Yeah.
But they added new features They added a new accessory, which I thought was interesting. Like they give you like a literal Pokeball, and you can catch stuff in it.
Kids are gonna love that.
I'm gonna love
and it. During the campaign of the RPG, you could like it's co-op, which is a first. Like that's never happened before.
Oh, Nintendo's like going out of their way to make sure you can do like they're like you know how you would think most games should like the more games they make, the more people can play them together. You would think that, but really at Xbox and PlayStation, it's like the better the more the more advanced we get, the less people can play them. Nintendo's like, no, let's like make it 20 players.
Yeah, they're like, wait, let's put a game on a phone and make it so you have to go outside and run into people in real life.
Isn't that great? Nintendo's like helping people like meet people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xbox wants you to be a lonely person and buy their stuff, and Nintendo's like, no, video games should like make you a better person.
Yeah, they should. You should go explore your world, get hit by a car from looking at your phone too much.
What if every copy of a Nintendo game...
play Pokemon Go with that girl you've been meaning to talk to. Get laid.
What if every copy of a Nintendo game came with like a little DVD with a motivational speaker on it, and they were like, go get them, you got this.
Dude, this Assassin's Creed game looks like 300.
Yeah, it straight up doesn't even look like Assassin's Creed.
Look at this.
It looks like Rise, Son of Rome. Remember that game?
Yeah, except not... that was an Xbox exclusive. What a good one.
They really threw some heavy punches.
Dude,
with that
to
one.
Be honest though, in those early days of PS3 or PS4 and Xbox One, nobody had good exclusives.
They really didn't.
They were like, let's launch this game with Knack
for the Knack. PlayStation. Oh my god, I forgot about
that's
Knack.
Everyone knows this video game Donkey's favorite game.
I call it Knack.
It's a much better Knack.
Knack.
Oh yeah, it's a K. Knack.
Knack.
Hiram, what else they show?
A couple of games are being ported over to the Switch. Like Dragon Ball FighterZ is to the Switch. Fortnite's going to be on the Switch.
Nice, I heard about that.
Crash Bandicoot, it's already on the Switch, but you know that's been announced already, and I think that's it.
It's mostly just a lot of announcements about what mainstream game will now be on the Switch.
Yeah. I like that Nintendo's always the last of the party on those. So they're like Skyrim for Switch.
Here's the thing, though. Like, they're actually getting them on the Switch. That's pretty big. Like, a Nintendo console getting these big games at all, that's since the GameCube, they've never, like, gotten anything.
But it's funny that they were like, Skyrim for Switch, when Skyrim is literally like a 7-year-old game.
Yeah, but you know a lot of people probably got pumped.
I got pumped. I'm like, if it's ever $2, I'll get it.
Honestly, I believe that.
What about Smash? They announced every fighter in Smash that's ever been in a Smash game will be in this.
Which I was surprised, but also not that surprised, because that was also like a really smart thing to do. Because Sakurai, I feel like it's one of those. I feel like Sakurai is like, okay, don't ask me for anything else. The game,
yeah,
because it might as well be called that. Because he's just like, oh man, like literally. If he took out any other character, anybody would be pissed off.
Oh, well, the thing is, the only character they needed to add in for people to be happy was Waluigi, and they didn't do it. There's like this huge fan community online who, ever since the trailer, have just been like, please put Waluigi in it. They were saying it before the last Smash game. They were saying it all the way up to this one. And instead they're like, you mean this weird bony dragon character from like Bayonetta or whatever? We'll put him in the game. Why?
Well, first of all, that dragon is from Metroid, and fans been campaigning for Ridley for a while as well.
And friggin' the minions of the Nintendo universe, the squid people.
The squid people.
Oh, Inklings? Yeah. You're talking about Inklings from Splatoon.
To me,
that was a given.
Yeah, but to me, those are like the minions of the Nintendo universe. Is that a fair comparison?
The minions.
Kind of, but like those that would technically
everywhere.
Go to
I kind of
no, no,
those
the
would technically
rabbits
go
are
with
the
rabbits.
Minions. Dude, the rabbits.
Yeah, rabbits are
the rabbits aren't like
they were.
They were, but they're gone, but now it's the freaking Inklings, and you can't escape them. They're everywhere, and they look stupid.
Well, because like Splatoon, it makes a lot of money. That's why.
Yeah, but I hate those styles of games. I know this is completely personal, just me, but like, it just gives me PTSD. I'm dying. It gives me PTSD of playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, that game mode where you do a trick on the piece of like on the. Whatever, like, furniture or, like, thing. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
You ever play this?
Oh,
where it's,
I
like, the
games.
Ramps and whatever, and whatever ramp or rail or whatever you do a trick on or, like, a wall, it turns your color. But then if someone comes and does a one that's worth more points on it,
turns
it turns their color. And I always sucked, and I would always
get like 8 things and then turn around and they were already the other color.
And then you go back to change it back and it would stay their color.
Yeah, because I can't do a better trick.
Honestly,
you're jumping on a blue one trying to turn it red and it's just like, no, it's still blue. Fuck. Please. Be red.
That's what gives you PTSD for Inklings, James.
Dude, the Inklings remind me of all that crap.
They're not even related. Gave you...
No. And I'm saying their game reminds me of Tony Hawk.
That's what gave you fully diagnosed same, PTSD.
Because it's the same idea as like you're trying to cover something up while someone else is trying to cover your stuff up. It feels so like.
And James just doesn't like covering things up. Well, he likes his stuff right out in the open.
The fact that you just kind of go around until time runs out, and that's how the game works, it just seems so tedious and stressful to me. It does not sound fun.
Well, oh, yeah.
Well, that's why you should play a game like Battletoads. You would love Battletoads.
Oh, man, James, you would love and hate Battletoads, because I'm telling you, Battletoads is so, like, frustrating, but it's so satisfying.
Wouldn't that be great in a game, instead of like doing tricks when you turn the colors, it's like a dating simulator and you have to go, and the better you flirt with a girl, she changes your color and then another guy comes up.
And you have to, yeah, like the first to splat wins.
Yeah, first to splat wins.
Just like Splatoon.
Dude, if they made that the catchphrase of Splatoon, I would eat my own pants. They go, and they're like, the new Splatoon game, if you splat first, you win. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
But let's be honest. Okay, like, I also agree with James. I'm like, I feel like Sora would be really, like, he's a shoo-in for the franchise.
He would.
But they haven't.
Dude, the only problem with Sora, guys, is that, you know how Haley Joel Osment grew up as this character and he played him and now he's playing him again? Yeah. I wish Sora was fat.
Just like Haley Joel Osment. Dude.
I wish Sora became fat and half the game was him, like, a montage of him on a treadmill, like, training with, like, Donald. Donald's like Mickey.
Well, spoilers for the franchise. In the last spinoff game, he tries
fat.
To...
He eats
they,
a lot
they
of
have
twinks.
Him. They have Twinkies. Him and Riku take the Mark of Mastery exam to become Keyblade Masters. Because apparently, like, there's this whole thing
like
where
the
in the
SATs.
Past it was like... they had, well, there was this whole thing where in the past it was like a knighthood, and there was like knights and they were all Keyblade.
Do you take a Keyblade permit test first before you can take the real Keyblade test?
No. But anyway, he fails okay. it. Everyone else passes and Sora fails it. And
but
so
he's
they
the
send
master.
Him off and they're like, go get better. And so he's going to train.
That's awesome.
So he could be so well.
I want to cuddle up to his voice and whisper it sweet nothings. I want to whisper it to
but
his
hey man,
voice.
Hey, man, the only thing that was missing from that game besides the incredible roster of characters was a story mode.
Are they not going to have a story mode?
I don't think so. They didn't say anything about it. And like,
I just want them to
like,
fight
I'm really
the giant
frustrated
hand
now.
Again. That's my favorite.
Hiram, all... Here's the catch, though. The real fun you have with that game is just playing with your friends.
We can make our own story.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing about it is, like, there is a mode. Like, I don't know if you guys remember Super Smash Bros. Brawl as fondly as
I
do.
Dude, yeah.
But like, you remember Subspace Emissary, right? And all
around.
The cool. Well, yeah. You were. It was like a platform game, you know, with Smash Brothers, and like it was great because there was cutscenes in between. It was very rewarding. It was very fantastic. And then Sakurai like took it out in the next game, and he didn't say anything about it with this game. And I'm
I
like,
want the story mode of this game
ultimate,
to be like
put
a Law and Order SVU drama style. We have to solve like Mario's murder.
Yeah, and they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And then the Animal Crossing villager gets taken off the force for being too physical with one of the suspects.
You guys are essentially talking about Phoenix Wright. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I want it to be a Phoenix Wright
exactly
game,
Phoenix
basically,
Wright
except all the Smash Brothers characters are on the bench on trial.
Hiram, we'll just make our own story mode, and Jake and I will get a bunch of costumes and keep coming into the room in real life and being like, Hiram, I'm a new character now, and I want to fight you.
Yeah,
in
a challenger,
Smash Bros.
And you have to really
a
fight
challenger.
Me.
It'll be like Infinity War, but with like 100 plus characters in
yeah.
it, because there's a lot of fucking characters in this game.
Anyway, is that all for Nintendo?
I think that's it, dude. So
I think, yeah, guys, I think what we should do, we talked so much about E3, let's wait on our Vietnam picks till next week so we can give them the attention, the Vietnam attention they deserve.
Sounds good to me.
I agree. I think, so fans, what we're going to do so this episode isn't years long, which it already is push everything to next week.
Just said that.
I know. And then we're also going to talk about, I'm filling them in on extra stuff. My R1 fan.
You could have gone. Also, we'll talk about Incredibles 2.
Also, we'll talk about Incredibles 2. Yep. Well, I'm setting out a nice plan. Some people are like, oh, yeah. You know how people can get.
Yeah, some people can't speak.
Anyway, so that's that. Sounds so my pick for next week is Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, you know what? I feel like you're implying that we should do a Vietnam movie theme, so I'm going to do Full Metal Jacket.
And I'm going to concur and pick Full Metal Jacket. I mean, I'm sorry, Apocalypse Now.
All right,
and also pick Full Metal. Watch it twice.
All right, let's check for some emails, and then we'll get out of here. All right,
we'll get out of your guys' beard hair.
I can't find the emails theme.
The okay. In a bag.
Are you looking for the
in a bag? I'm in a bag.
We
I'm
have no
in
emails.
A bag. All right, guys. You want to follow us on Twitter? We're Kung Fu Kings. Facebook, Kung Fu Kings Higitum. We're on. If you want to email us, kfkgpodcast@gmail.com.
Why don't you say that again?
Me?
Yeah, the email one more time.
Oh, kfkgpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we're on YouTube. Our channel is Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom. Check out our past episodes on there.
Wait, hold on.
Rate and review.
We have a YouTube. I'm sorry. I've been in.
It's news to Hiram.
I've been out for so long.
No, yeah, I just made it like last week. Like I'm gonna put all the past episodes from number one on. I'm gonna put two episodes a week until we catch up to where we are now, and then like put them up when we upload them to iTunes, so they should be on like same day as iTunes.
I should be able to start uploading them to YouTube also once I have good internet.
Oh, that'd make it much easier. All right, guys, that's it for us. We'll see you next time. Arrivederci.
Be safe, you guys. Please.
See you guys.